have to be careful how we handle this. The initial reaction of the European Union, and this is all done from a European Union perspective, is to go back with counter-tariffs. And while that may be appropriate, we have to be careful around that. And it has to be done in a very managed way and a very constructive way, where if we're going to put tariffs on American goods, it has to be parts of American, industries which are weak, and where we have strong European ones to replace them if there is difficulties there. So, you know, it is a difficult and arduous road ahead. All of this is hugely problematic when you have the leader of the largest and most buoyant economy in the world making such threats, but not just making them, but actually carrying them out. The announcement that he's putting such tariffs on car manufacturers has also mentioned pharmaceuticals, and particularly mentioned Ireland as a place where there was a lot of pharmaceuticals and medicines been produced, and that he wanted to bring them back to America, is of course very concerning. We have a lot of large employers in the Northwest provide, you know, very good jobs, and who are Abbott's, I suppose, is the one that springs to mind immediately, but there's others as well. They are, of course, a vital part of our economy. We want to ensure that we keep them here and that they continue to grow and develop jobs here and put more opportunity for others, because there's also spin-offs from those companies as well in the Northwest. The other point, of course, John, is that the American president is in power only a couple of weeks. He has 4 years to get all this done. If he is going to bring back all the pharmaceutical manufacturers from all over the world back to America in 4 years, it will be a major task, because it simply won't happen. You know, all of those companies take decades of investment and have deep roots in many countries, and it just won't, at a flick of a switch, all return to America. And the other point is that many of them are not American companies. They're international companies. The whole idea of them being multinational is that they have shareholders and they have management teams from various countries around the world. And many of them are in Europe, but many of them have, of course, been developed here in Ireland as well.
Already we're seeing some of the impacts of the Trump presidency, even when it comes to distillers in the Northwest and the tariffs that he's threatening to put on alcohol products entering into the United States from Europe. Again, that's going to put jobs here at risk.
It is indeed. And, of course, you know, we recognise that the Shed Distillery in Drumshambo was an example, where you have the Drumshambo Gunpowder Gin, which is a very big seller in the United States. And if tariffs spot on that, it's going to be a major problem. But of course, and I've spoken to Pat Rigney about this, they have markets all over the world, far away as Asia. You know, so it's of course, always a problem. And we have to be careful around all of that. That's why I say we need to be careful that the European Union, when they're putting counter tariffs in place, you know, go to the right space with them. And also be conscious that you don't want to escalate this any further than it's already going. But the problem is that the American president seems to be just escalating it on his own, without any threat from anywhere else. He's just putting these tariffs on. He's going to increase the price of goods coming into America for American consumers. So if medicines coming from Europe or from other countries are coming into America, what he's going to do is make them much more expensive for Americans in an attempt to force them to either manufacture them in America or buy American alternatives. That doesn't always work because, first of all, they may not be able to get them locally. They may not be able to produce them locally. It will take a long time to do that. And the danger in all of this is that he could crash his own economy in an attempt to go pig-headed at this notion that he's going to bring all the jobs back to America. And that will be bad for the world as well. So, you know, we have to be very cautious as we move forward with this, because it's a difficult and dangerous road that we follow. And it certainly shouldn't be a road that we will go down, that just because Trump brings in tariffs, we should bring in counter tariffs. We have to be careful about that. And that's why I think, you know, the European Union, you know, needs to be very cautious as it moves forward with this. And Ireland needs to have a strong voice in Europe to make sure that the interests of Irish consumers and Irish manufacturing is put to the forefront in respect of that.